Happy Mother's Day, Streams Church. So glad to be with you. I am up in Payson with my wife, and I'm actually sitting in my grandmother's rocking chair. My grandmother passed away in 2006. She was 96 years old, Sophina Cowan. And for about 4 or 5 years, my mother and I lived with my grandmother and my grandfather. And I just remember this chair. It has such great memories to me because my grandmother would sit in this chair and she would knit socks for orphans in Ecuador while she was watching soap operas. And so I just have great memories of this chair. Mothers, you should have received a gift certificate from Streams Church this week. It's our gift to you for a Redbox movie that you can enjoy just the time with your family. You get to pick the movie. You get to pick the movie. So we hope you got that. If you didn't get that, that's probably because we don't have your information in our database. So we have a new app that's out there for Streams Church, and we'll be sending that out via social media this week. So if you're part of our church, make sure you download the app, get your information in so you can get all the great things that are coming forward, how we plan on going forward at Streams Church. Also, I put out a Saturday update, and you can be looking forward to that about Streams Church and the future and how things are going. Happy Mother's Day. We have a great service for you. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as a light to you. Going to try to do some taping outside here. Right behind me is the East Verde River, and it's a beautiful river that flows all the time. We just happen to be very fortunate to be right off of the river. Psalm 139, what a beautiful scripture. It talks about two of God's many attributes, his omniscience and his omnipresence. And his omniscience means he's all-knowing, and his omnipresence means he's everywhere all the time. And if you were to take the scripture and you would take out the words like Lord or Spirit or anything that would signify God, and you reread it, you could think that Psalm 139 is talking about your mother, right? Because mothers are everywhere all the time. You ever heard like the saying that she's got eyes in the back of her head? My mother, I remember a story about my mother. I was in seventh grade and we were in 4-H and later I was in FFH. And we showed cows and pigs. And so for the summertime, we'd just go from one fair to the next fair to the next fair. Well, I remember once, and my mom had sent me out. I was gonna be gone most of the day. She sent me out with my lunch, and she'd packed it for me, but I was out with some of the other guys from 4-H, and they convinced me to try chewing tobacco for the very, very first time. So I gave it a shot, and I took a wad, and I put it in my mouth and my cheek like you're supposed to, and not as soon as I did that, around the corner, I see my mom walking, and she's coming towards me, and she gets to me, and she sees me. And what I realized is there was some chewing tobacco that was sort of stuck on my teeth. And she said, what's that on your teeth? And I froze. And she said, oh, I know. It's the Oreo cookies I gave you in your lunch bag. You should wipe your mouth. And she went and walked away. And I never, ever tried chewing tobacco again. And so like God, mothers can know everything about us and they still love us, just like God. And I want to tell you something about the character of God. there are qualities about God that are either only or best illustrated through a female, through a mother. And so I know that makes many misogynist theologians really sweat right now, to such that suggest that God has maternal qualities. So I'm not suggesting that God is a female, nor am I suggesting that we should change our prayer, "Our Mother who art in heaven." What I will suggest is this, that instead of saying that God has paternal qualities or dad qualities, or that God has maternal qualities or mom qualities, what we should say this is that God has wonderful, beautiful, glorious, powerful qualities, and he has distributed some of them to men and fathers, and some of them to women and mothers, and they're best illustrated God qualities in these entities. And I think one of the beautiful things that God always does, he always does, because he believes in a relationship. When he saw Adam, he said, "It's not good that man should be alone." Is God makes us dependent upon one another to have the full picture. So he made some and he put them into mothers, and he made some and put them into fathers, so that when this is whole, we get a much, much better picture of our Father in heaven. Now, if you're a single mom or a single dad, let me just assure you, my mom raised me in my later teen years as a single mom. God will always bring along, if we put our children in the right place, like at Streams Church, bring along men or women that will help in the rearing of your child, so they get the whole picture. But the whole picture has got to be this, that there are God qualities in men and God qualities in women that are best described by a mother. So listen to these scriptures, and then we'll come back and explain a little more.
Isaiah 66, verses 12 through 13. This is what the Lord says: "I will give Jerusalem a river of peace and prosperity. The wealth of the nations will flow to her. Her children will be nursed at her breasts, carried in her arms, and held on her lap. I will comfort you there in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child." Isaiah 49, verses 14 through 16 from the Message Bible. But Zion said, "I don't get it. God has left me. My master has forgotten I even exist." In the same way a mother remembers her children, I will always remember you. Can a mother forget the infant at her breast, walk away from the baby she bore? But even if mothers forget, I'd never forget you, never. Matthew 23, verse 37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing.
It's starting to get breezy outside, but I told my wife that you guys could handle the distractions in order to have this beautiful backdrop for Mother's Day. These scriptures are so amazing. They really show the character and the heart of God through the avenue of the love of a mother. And so Isaiah 66 says that God comforts us like a mother. And comfort is that time and that place when you're not feeling well and you're sick or something bad has happened, and you need somebody come in to just take you up and comfort you and make you feel better. And that's what the word comfort means. It means to alleviate a person's feelings of grief or distress. It means to, the Latin word means it, to strengthen greatly. And man, we're in a time and season right now that we could really use the comfort of God like a mother. John chapter 11 is a very interesting portion of scripture. Lazarus, Mary, and Martha are really good friends of Jesus. In fact, verse 5 of John 11 says that Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus. So it makes a specific mention of that, his love towards them. So in John chapter 11, Mary and Martha give word to Jesus, who's away somewhere else, that their brother Lazarus is deathly sick. And so Jesus, knowing that, even knowing that, stays for another couple days. And during this time that he's waiting and doesn't get there, Lazarus dies. And so when Jesus shows up, people are pretty upset with him that he didn't come earlier. And there's almost this concept that if you would have come earlier, they said that our brother would be alive. But the scripture says in John chapter 11 that Jesus knew that this would not end in death, that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. And so in my mind, like a dad, he's like, it'll be okay. I'll get there when I can. It'll all work out all right. You don't have to worry about it. And sometimes people who have a really strong faith or belief that something's good is going to happen or it's not going to end in a bad way, they can seem obtuse about the situation. They can seem like they don't care about the situation. But it's really that he just has this faith that the situation is going to come along. And so it says he gets there. And when he gets there, in verse 33, I'm reading this, it says, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit, and he was stirred or troubled by that. And then in verse 35, the shortest verse in the entire Bible, it says Jesus wept. That he came in faith knowing that it was going to be up, took his time getting there, but when he gets there and he sees the distress and the trouble and everything that they're in because Lazarus had died, it says he was moved deeply and he wept. And so like a loving mother, he has compassion for us. And Isaiah tells us that is the essence of what that scripture is talking about. Like a mother who has compassion, Jesus has compassion on us. Isaiah 49 says this, that like a breastfeeding mother, God will never forget you. How can a mother who's holding her child close to her breast ever forget that child? In the same way, God will never forget you. Our first child, Sarah, I should say both our children, Sarah and Brittany, in the middle of the night, I slept through everything. Once I get to sleep, I'm pretty rock solid unless something wakes me up. But there's these hours there that I won't be awakened. But Judy's just the opposite. She can hear the lightest sound of the child and she will wake up. And now this is, I think it was before, but I'm not sure, before they have these, all these monitors that you can hear the walkie-talkie things, or at least they were really expensive. Of course, they didn't have the video. So we had to rely on Judy's superpower, Wonder Woman, her superpower that she could hear and detect the slightest sound in case there was trouble. And so it says, like God, who is like that mother, who just is ever present, ever knowing, ever listening, like the child that she holds close, God is like that. And in that scripture, it said that Zion thought, or Israel thought, that God had forgotten about them because whatever the circumstance was in their life, what was not going right, they just assumed God must have forgotten me. And then God's voice through Isaiah says, how could I ever forget you? Even if a mother would forget, I wouldn't forget. And it gives us this picture of just being held close, that I'm here holding you close, and that God has never forgotten us in this time, that he will never forget us in this time, that he is there like a mother holding us close during this season of our life. And Matthew 23 says that God longs to protect us like a mother hen protects her chicks. Now again, I've seen this firsthand. We've had chickens, remember 4-H, FFH, we had chickens, and I've seen the slightest disruption. Chickens are a little that way, just the littlest thing, and all of a sudden you will see the mother hen's wings go up, the chicks just bolt to her, run to her, and her wings go tightly down, and the look in her face that she's here to protect her children. And Jesus said that's how God felt about Jerusalem, that the city of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem, how many times I would have protected you. And they were being enslaved, basically oppressed by the Roman government. And God said, how many times I would have protected you? I raised up my wings. I was ready for it, but you wouldn't come to me. And it's interesting that God's there ready to protect, like a mother,
It's like a mother protects. And yet people, those people wouldn't run to him. But that doesn't mean he's not there. Just because it doesn't seem like maybe protection, he's there. It's a matter of if we'll run to him. And it says if we run to him, he then protects like the mother hen, which, you know, the protected quality of a mother. Get a mother riled up about something, right? Get them upset in the aspect of protecting their children. And I'd rather face dads than mothers when they think their child is at risk. And that very quality that can be found in a mother, that protective quality, gives us just such great insight into God's heart for you and God's heart for me. And so what we see in these three scriptures is very simplistic, very easy, is that God never forgets you. Like a child to the breast of a mother, he will never forget you. That God comforts you like a mother comforts, and God will protect you like a mother protects. And so this Mother's Day, I'm so grateful for our moms, aren't you? And through our mothers, their wonderful, beautiful example, we become closer to God in our hearts because we can understand more about who he is. Because in his wisdom, in his perfection, God chose to take some of his attributes, some of his heart, and place it specifically and uniquely in moms so that we can understand him better. I'm going to ask you to do something. If your mom's with you, and I know there's some mothers out there right now, or some grandmothers out there right now, you're just all alone. You don't even have your children around you because of this isolation we're in. But if your mom's there right now, I'm going to ask you to go over to her, and I'm going to give you permission to touch her. You can touch her right now. That's okay. Put your hand on her shoulder. You can hold her hand. If your mother's not with you, just sort of get an idea where she is. She in the, you know, north or south or east, and just extend a hand so she knows right now that you're praying for her. Let's pray for her mom. So, Father, I want to thank you for mothers. Thank you for my mom. What a great example. And the beauty of who you are has been placed in them. And they have, throughout all our years, shown us so much how much will never be forgotten. They show us how much you comfort and care. They show us how much you protect us. And so this is a beautiful thing that you've given to us. So we're grateful today, Father, to you for our mothers. Bless them, strengthen them, give them courage, bring healing to their bodies right now, we pray. And if they're alone, would you be there right now with them, with your presence? And let them know they're loved and cared for. We thank you for our mothers. In the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, amen. So thank you for being with us today. Happy Mother's Day. Have a great day. Make sure you check out our Saturday updates to find out when we'll be gathering, how we'll be gathering. And until then, God bless you. We love you. We miss you.